second really big concern is this drug that everybody's talking about, ZMapp, and then there are two other drugs and at least three vaccines that are all rushing through processes at the moment. This drug is made in a process that requires that it be in a cold chain all the time until the moment of delivery to the patient. That means you have to have refrigeration every step of the way, temperature controlled. It's a very unstable biological formulation. This isn't a pill. This isn't a simple syrup or a simple chemical. And this means that you could have a break in your cold chain and actually do harm to someone. And I worry because, as your guest was saying, you know, this is a region that had the most brutal civil wars back-to-back that we have seen in modern time, where child soldiers were deployed to go cut off the arms and legs of their own relatives, where the term blood diamonds originated. And, you know, Charles Taylor, the former leader of Liberia, is one of the few truly convicted war criminals now serving time for the horrors that he carried out. So when you hear that people say, you can't go to the hospital because they cut off legs there, or don't go to the hospital because the white people are cannibals, or don't go to the hospital because they will inject you with something that will kill you. These are valid rumors to people. They believe it because they've had a history where all those things actually happened. And everybody has reason to think that, you know, Amy's family has evil spirits to conjure against my family because one of my relatives killed one of her relatives just 10 years ago. And as a result, the idea that you're going to walk in with a dangerous, unknown drug, or worse yet, vaccine, and tell people that don't understand germ theory, 50% of whom are illiterate, you know, this is experimental. We're not sure if it'll work. Just because I'm injecting it into you doesn't mean you're protected. How many are going to run back and say, they're giving us the disease? They're injecting the disease in the hospital. I mean, I think we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of all the possible ramifications.